Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, feminists are living in the safest and most prosperous time in history. They own more homes than men and do cushy office jobs, and yet the patriarchy is still somehow oppressing them. It's all a scam. They just want more money and free stuff. They don't have to work on the farm or do any physical labor anymore, and it's never enough for them. Vladimir Zhirinovsky said at best that women's hands could be covered in gold rings, and they would still say they don't have enough of them. Moving on, here's the look on a barista's face when she's waiting for you to give her a 125% tip for microwaving your sandwich. This isn't exactly accurate, though. There's no way that she would be smiling. More like scowling. But she really needs the money because someone's got to pay for that master's degree in gender studies. Men are going their own way and won't date or marry her for resource extraction, so she's trying to guilt coffee customers to pay instead. Also, tattoos and rainbows aren't cheap either. Number three, a man was ordered by the city to put up a fence to hide his boat. So he put up a fence with a boat painted on it. Take that, NIMBY Karens that complained to the city. I hope you enjoy your new view. Same as the old one. This is also a perfect example of FU money. Not only did he have enough to put the fence up, but he also paid somebody to paint the boat on it. The Karen was probably hoping he'd have to sell the boat instead and no longer have any fun. Up next, meet the individuals running the police departments in some of America's most crime-riddled cities. What's the common cooch denominator here? I give up. Are they all trans women or lesbians? Women always say that if they ran the world, there would be peace. These ones are running their city's police departments and there's chaos. They're all liberal DEI hires while their cities are falling apart. The ambulance and fire services are probably no different too. Number five, tribes have been conquering other tribes forever. But somehow if you make nice ships and do it, you're more evil. It's not just about the ships, it's about the color of your skin. The lighter your skin when you conquer others, the more of a monster you are. If the Europeans hadn't conquered the Americas, then it would have been the East Asians or maybe the Islamic Empire if it had continued. The natives in the Americas were also barely in the Copper Age, and the ones in Australia were still in the Stone Age. Their ancestors are a lot better off today than if they had never been conquered. Moving on, here's the perfect April Fool's joke, or is it? Because you know that somebody's going to wolf down that ranch and leave nothing but broccoli and green peppers behind. The first and last time I had Krispy Kreme in the early 2000s, I could barely finish one of their donuts. They pumped that thing with so much sugar and fat, I felt like I was going to pass out. The only thing I can eat in those boxes are broccoli and celery. If I eat the rest, the next day my eyes are full of white goop for some reason. Number 7, airport security is crazy until you get to your baggage claim. That's how I got my favorite pair of pants, by taking someone's luggage. Just kidding. But in the past, when I wanted to take my luggage at the baggage claim, drug-sniffing beagles showed up and would usually tip off the officers if I had some stowed away dairy products. The same product's extended family members forced me to bring back to Canada illegally. Up next, in case you missed it, this is what an ugly butterface used to look like in the 90s and early 2000s. My, how beauty standards have fallen. In the 90s, so-called ugly people in films and television were just attractive actors dressed down. The ugly fat people usually kept out of sight and weren't represented by the media. Today, they're overrepresented, and if people laughed at this woman in the 90s, what do you think they would have done to Bellie Ramsey? As for this one, I think she's just got bad makeup. Number 9, apparently we're now seeing the rise of gray sexuality, and experts are concerned. What the hell is even that? It's basically a person that's asexual but occasionally does have sex. So why not just say that instead of creating yet another label to make people feel special for doing nothing but making a simple lifestyle choice? This whole sexual identity thing has gone completely out of control, because they even have their own flag now. Moving on is an article claiming that men should give their wives a cheat pass this Christmas. And look who wrote the article. Someone with a last name that begins with a precious metal. But just imagine the outrage if that headline had read that wives should give their husbands a cheat pass this Christmas instead. Women would be losing their minds writing into the Telegraph. If I had a Telegraph subscription and I read this headline, I would immediately cancel it. Number 11, just so that everyone knows, this post isn't about birds. But it does actually say that birds pluck out their feathers due to stress, anxiety, and neglect. I guess when you take gender studies and drink the woke Kool-Aid, that you've been oppressed by an imaginary patriarchy, which you believe actually exists, it stresses you out enough to shave your head and look like a naked parrot. I can't believe that I didn't make that connection before. Up next, here's an ancient story from ABC from almost 20 years ago, running cover for women saying that women are genetically programmed to cheat. I guess they just can't help themselves but to bang other men other than their partners. Now they're blaming God or evolution for their behavior too. But you just know that the PUAs out there will just tell you to lay some nice decent pipe in women, and they might not cheat on you. Maybe. I don't think they're genetically programmed. Most likely they're programmed by people working in the media with precious metal last names. Number 13, meanwhile, in New York, this is what it's going to look like when Mandani gets elected. The communists will have a field day. But to be fair, AOC doesn't need to drink the Kool-Aid, as she's already a Marxist. We might not like the boomers being in power screwing over younger generations, but what happens when the boomers are gone and the young Marxists start taking over politics? Looks like the human race needs to learn the lessons of communism all over again. Moving on, in another part of the West, 5-year-olds are being taught that their body parts don't match their gender. The Victorian premier in Australia says that it's the right thing to do and that it'll strengthen their children. How? By giving them gender dysphoria. If you're in that part of Australia where this is happening and you can afford to homeschool your kids, you'd be smart to do so. The people that confuse children like this need to pay a visit to the chipper. Number 15, the leftists claim that they're for the poor, yet they keep installing anti-homeless architecture disguised as disabled accommodation. This is so that homeless people, mostly men, can't have a place to lay down. Austin says it's also not like people in wheelchairs are starving for a place to sit down. Turd-flinging monkey chair is something even more disturbing. Gay rights homeless spikes. If you're against them, then you must be homophobic. Up next, 6 in 10 men would now rather stay single than be in a high-conflict relationship. Men are choosing their peace instead of the puss. Also, we have to find a way to pump those numbers up even higher. Those are rookie numbers. Women have increasingly become combative boss babes the last 10 to 15 years, and most are insufferable these days. They want to make us suffer. Ironically, when you walk away from relationships, they end up being the ones that suffer more. Number 17, in the 1960s, 40% of blacks had their own businesses, and 87% of black families had two parents. Today, only 7% have their own businesses, and 25% are two-parent families. So what happened? The Democrat Party happened. The end of segregation meant that white business owners destroyed the near monopoly black business owners had in their communities. Welfare introduced by LBJ destroyed black families as well. Both policies introduced by the Democrats, and yet the majority of blacks keep voting for them, because they promised them even more free stuff. Moving on, here's the choice that many people age 25 are facing. Although I think that buying a house is probably no longer an option unless you live in a rural North Dakota suburb, or somehow you manage to find a decent job there. Or you leave the country and buy a house in Southeast Asia or Eastern Europe. Here it's been fixed. Just remember that substance abuse can be something as simple as dopamine on your digital devices or excessive gooning. When done correctly, substance abuse is probably the best option at this point. Number 19, up to 33% of women have gone on dates just because of free food and not for romance. I think that number is probably closer to 50%, and I suspect that the other 50% are probably lying. It's going to be interesting if I go on dates in the future with my dietary restrictions. It'll have to be some activity other than eating or drinking. Hungry women aren't going to like that. Up next, hurry up and submit your resumes, everyone, as a company offers staff half-hour masturbation breaks to boost productivity. Why don't they just let the staff members sleep with each other instead? That would probably boost it even more. It needs to be a team-building activity. I don't think this company has thought things through, though, because by the looks of this, there'll be some sticky consequences. Did anyone get this place's phone number? You know, because I'm asking for a friend. Number 21, women are upset because single men aren't approaching women in person anymore. Meanwhile, in Britain, cops are dressing up as joggers and then arresting men who hit on them. So we're at the point now where doing cold approach as a pickup artist can get you thrown in jail. Things are getting crazy. You're a bad man if you don't approach women, but you'll be arrested by the nanny state if you do. This is great news for men going their own way. Our numbers are going to skyrocket now. Moving on, this feminist says we can't have a feminist future without abolishing the family. She's not thinking this through, though, because men will reproduce eventually with surrogacy and artificial wombs, and raise more masculine men than ever that will fight against feminism. It's going to backfire on them spectacularly, and they seem to be too stupid to realize it. By trying to destroy Western civilization, ironically, they'll create a super successful male-centric one. Number 23, people say the Canadians are dumb to complain about the housing crisis. Then we have all this land to build cities on. Yeah, if you want to live in a climate where going outside in the winter can kill you after only a few minutes, then be my guest. This is as stupid as telling Americans complaining about the high cost of housing to move to Alaska. No one wants to live in that cold weather. Maybe we should send the women to those areas. They like bears and there are plenty of them there. Up next, here's me wondering why all girls think they're fat except for the fat ones. Skinny chicks have always freaked out when they gained a pound or two. What's new is fat women thinking that they're fabulous at any size. It's ironic that the women with the problem aren't worried about it, while women without a problem, the skinny ones, think they have one. I miss the early 2000s when I was a chubby chaser and fatties were grateful to wolf down my dipstick. Number 25 and the last one, this is just an 11-year-old difference and probably 300 pounds plus. It's like she's putting on 3 pounds a month and just look at that defeated look on his face. The light is gone. There's only one solution for this. He needs to drop her into an enclosure with a stairmaster and a pond for drinking water. But the walls will have human-sized openings, so she's free to leave once she loses all the weight. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.